Welcome back to the Fit-ish Project with your host, as always, Lathan Bass, where we make fitness and health simple for regular people like me and you. Before we get into this one, just want to say if you are interested in the newsletter that I've been sending out weekly, Fit-ish Project newsletter that goes out every Thursday. But if you like this kind of content, if you like any of my social media content, I think that you will enjoy that newsletter as well. If you're already signed up, send it over to a friend, get them signed up. Just want to try to spread as much good information as possible and help people along with their journeys. Share things like recipes, motivation, quotes, exercises, all different types of fitness stuff. So it's 5 nuggets every week straight to your inbox. So if you are interested in that, you can check out the link in the show notes. But getting into today's topic. So this is going to be about 8 things I wish that I knew before I started my fitness journey. And the whole idea behind this episode is to save you some time, save you some frustration, save you from making the same exact mistakes that myself and a lot of other people have made. And most importantly, set you up with the right expectations, because I think a reason that a lot of people really, really struggle is because they have such skewed expectations when it comes to fitness, when it comes to health. And if you don't have the right expectations, you're just much more likely to quit. To give you a quick example, so let's say you're somebody who wants to lose weight and somebody promises you that they can get you to lose 30 pounds in 30 days. Your 30 days goes by and let's say you only lose 5 pounds, which, by the way, 5 pounds in a month is great progress. If you lost 5 pounds of fat, that's a pretty substantial amount. And you may even be feeling better. Your energy's better. What you're doing actually feels sustainable. You've been able to still enjoy your life and you've still been able to lose those 5 pounds. But because the person promised you that they could get you to lose 30 pounds in 30 days and you only lost 5, well, you're still disappointed. Like, you wanted to lose that 30 pounds and you only lost 5. And so if you set yourself up with the wrong expectations, even when you are making good progress, when you are doing the right things, when you are focused on bettering your health in the proper way, it's going to set you up on the wrong path. And when you are more frustrated, when you're more disappointed, when you're not making the progress you think you should be making based on these bad expectations or these expectations that are just not realistic, it just sets you up more likely to quit, more likely to fail. So that's a lot of what this episode is going to be about, is helping you to set yourself up with the right expectations so that you can actually stick with this journey and see the progress that you want to see, feel the way you want to feel, look the way you want to look, all that good stuff. So getting into number one. So we got 8 of them here today. Number one, if it's not a lifestyle change, then it's only a temporary change. You probably know somebody who has lost weight, gotten into great shape. Maybe they were super into fitness for a while. They went on some diet and, you know, they felt great, looked great. And then maybe like 6 months down the line, you see them, or maybe this was even you, like 6 months down the line, you see that person, or it's you and like you've fallen off completely. Like, you can't even tell that you lost weight. They don't feel great. Like, they're not super into fitness. They're not even working out anymore. Like, they're not eating very healthy. And this happens all the time. I mean, New Year's resolutions are a perfect example of this. Like, you'll see people who go in the gym and they're there for like a week or maybe a couple weeks. They go on these diets, but then after, you know, 3, 4 weeks, a couple months, like, a good majority of those people are gone. And fitness and health is something that's supposed to be a forever thing. But I think people get this idea in their head that if I do this like super hard for 4 weeks or 8 weeks or 12 weeks, then I'm just going to be able to keep these results. And it makes zero sense. Like, fitness is one of those things that you have to continue to do. Otherwise, you're going to lose it. It's just like, you know, brushing your teeth or taking a shower, like doing all those basic things that you have to do on a daily basis or weekly basis to continue to get the results and get the benefits that you want. Fitness is no different than that. It's not just a 8-week thing or a 12-week thing or even like a couple month thing. It's something that you have to continually do in order to get those results, but most importantly, in order to sustain those results. And so that's why understanding that, you know, it has to be a lifestyle change, otherwise it's just going to be temporary, is something that more people should really understand. And that's not to say that, like, you know, it's not going to ever change. Like, you're going to go through different seasons in your life where, like, maybe you're a little bit more busy, or maybe you're not as focused on your health, or maybe you're traveling a bunch, or maybe you just had kids. Like, there's going to be different seasons in your life where health may not be as prioritized as it was in certain seasons. but it should always still be some part of your life in some form or fashion. And I think having some sort of like baseline or foundation for what that looks like for you is really important. So to give you a quick example, like for me, there's a couple of things. There's like three main things that I try to do on a daily slash weekly basis that I know if I do those things, my fitness is going to be in good shape. Like those three things for me are if I get my steps in every day. So if I'm getting anywhere between like 8 to 10,000 steps in per day, I know that that's going to be a good thing. If I'm getting my protein in and I'm getting mostly whole foods in my diet, I know that I'm going to be in good shape. Like I'm going to feel good. I'm still going to be able to hit my goals, all that good stuff. And then I know like if I'm working out at least 4 times per week, I'm also going to be in good shape. I'm going to be able to hold on to the muscle that I built. I'm going to be able to keep my fitness levels up. I'm going to be able to maintain everything that I've spent so long building over the last multiple years. So those are the three things that like I focus on. Like if nothing else, if I get those three things in on a regular basis, I know that my health is still going to be in pretty good shape. And so for you, you know, it might be finding some of those certain things that you have as like your baseline. And so, like when you are busier, when you do have other things going on, or when you are really stressed, if you can just check off a couple of those boxes and be consistent with those things, you're still going to be able to hold on to all your fitness results. You're still going to be able to feel pretty good. You're still going to be able to strive towards being a little bit better and not letting your health completely just fall off, which is what a lot of people do. They go really, really, really hard for like short amount of time and then they fall off completely. And then they end up back in this cycle where they're like back to square one and like they can't really tell that they, you know, worked out and like they haven't been feeling great. And like it just turns into this vicious cycle of like going super hard, falling off, going super hard, falling off. So you don't want to get in that. You want to find more of a baseline, more of a balance, and just understand that this fitness thing is more of a forever thing. It has to be a lifestyle change if you really want it to stick. Number two, mindset is the foundation of everything. So I really wish that I understood this a little bit more too. And I think that when people think about fitness, when they think about, you know, working out and exercising and dieting and all that stuff, they think about all the physical things that they have to do. So you need to get in the gym, you need to, you know, get cardio in or get your steps in or whatever the case may be. You need to like eat a certain diet and you need to like cut out these certain foods. And we think about all these like physical things that we have to do and we don't really think much about the mindset part of it. But the mindset is what's going to drive everything because you first have to understand, well, what's the reason that I'm doing all this stuff? So like, what's your why for doing this? Because a lot of people will struggle because they don't really have a clear why of like, why am I trying to exercise? Why am I trying to be healthy? Why am I trying to eat in a certain way? And if you don't have that, like if you don't have something that kind of grounds you a little bit and pulls you back and helps you to stay motivated, it can make it really easy to fall off. And the other thing too is like, who cares if you get super fit, like if your mindset sucks? So like, let's say you know, you get super fit, you spent a bunch of time working out, like you have the body that you want, but like your mindset around fitness, around health, around diet is just really bad. Like your relationship with food is not good. Like you're always talking negatively to yourself. You're always beating yourself up. Like you just don't have a good mindset around health and fitness. Like who cares then if you're super fit? Like, 'cause that just sucks. Like nobody wants to be that way, right? And I think that sometimes people get this misconception about fitness and people who are like really into fitness, or maybe they seem super motivated, or maybe they're more disciplined and they think these people are just like super hard on themselves all the time. And some of them are, like, some of them are, you know, super hard on themselves, and maybe they don't have, you know, a great mindset or a great relationship with themselves or a great relationship with their body or food or things like that. But again, I don't think that's what you should be striving for. I think you want to have, you know, be able to hold yourself to a high standard, but do it in a way where you're not just beating yourself up all the time. And you can do both those things at the same time, which I think a lot of people kind of overlook. They think it has to be like one or the other, where like I hold myself to this super high standard, and if I don't like hold that up, if I'm not doing all the things that I need to do, then I just like ridicule myself or talk negatively to myself. And or you're on the other end of the spectrum where it's all like super high self-love, like I don't really hold myself to a high standard, I don't really have discipline, I just do whatever I want because that's the way it should be. Like I don't think that's the way to go about it either, because if you're not holding yourself to a certain standard, well, you're never going to see the results that you want to see. So you can do both of those things at the same time. Like if you mess up, if you do something, you know, maybe you make the choice that you didn't want to make, or you miss a workout or something like that, you can still hold yourself to a standard and understand like, okay, that's not what I wanted to do, like, but it happened. How can I learn from it? How can I be better next time? And then you just go on with your day. So understanding that, you know, the mindset part of this is a big thing. And if you don't get that right, this whole process is going to be really, really crappy and you're never going to feel truly satisfied. Number three, this one is more of like a tactical thing, and this is about energy balance. So understanding what energy balance actually means. And this is still such a very unknown concept to most people. And it's why people think eating healthy means that you have to cut out all your fun foods or all the processed foods or never go out to eat or never have pizza or never have ice cream or never have alcohol. Like, people think that in order to be like healthy, you have to completely cut all these things out. And I was the same way. Like, I used to think that same thing, because a lot of times, like, when you ask somebody, like, oh, they're like, hey, I'm going on a diet or I'm trying to be healthy and I'm going to cut out this, this, and this. And it's like that could be helpful for sure. Like, and I'm not saying that your diet should be full of just processed foods or alcohol or things like that, but you can still eat some of those things or have some of those things within your diet and still make progress and still be healthy and still lose weight. And I don't think a lot of people understand that, which is why I always talk about the 80-20 rule so much, which is like 80% of the time you're focused on those higher quality foods. You're focused on your proteins, your fruits, your vegetables, all those foods that just come in their whole form where, you know, they don't have big ingredient list or anything like that. They're just things that you would eat that are just found in nature. And then 20% of the time you can have some of that other stuff. So maybe you're having some processed foods. Maybe you're having a couple beers. Maybe you're having some pizza. Maybe you're having some nice dish when you go out to eat at a restaurant. Like, having that stuff within your diet allows you to create some of that balance. And I think it's much more sustainable for a lot of people, because if you tell most people that they have to cut out all these things for the rest of their life, they're going to be like, well, screw that, I'm not doing that. And then they're not going to do anything at all. But when you have this 80-20 rule, where most of the time you're focusing on these more healthier, higher quality type foods, and then you're still able to fit some of that other stuff in there, well, it's just going to make it that much more sustainable. So focusing on those can definitely be a big help to a lot of people. But back to talking about energy balance a little bit. So understanding that calories in versus calorie out and what that actually means. So when we're talking about energy balance, like, if you want to lose weight, you need to be eating in a calorie deficit, which all that means is that your body is burning more energy than you are taking in through food and drink. If you are somebody who wants to gain weight, then you need to be eating more calories than your body is burning on a daily basis. So if my body is burning 2,500 calories and I want to gain some weight, then I need to eat more than that 2,500 calories. Maybe I'm eating 3,000 or 3,500 so that I can put on some weight. If I want to just stay the same, then I'm going to eat the same amount of calories that my body is burning. So let's say my body on a regular basis burns about 2,500 calories. If I eat 2,500 calories, then my weight is going to stay the same. The reason that this is so helpful to understand is because if you have goals around body composition, whether it's gaining weight, losing weight, then you need to understand this concept. And once you actually do understand this concept, then it gives you a little bit more freedom and flexibility. Because if I know that if my body needs 2,500 calories to stay the same, and that's exactly what I want to do, that's my goal, well, now I can eat 2,500 calories and I can include some of those foods that maybe people wouldn't think are healthy. Like, maybe I want to have a donut one day, or maybe I want to have some ice cream one day. But as long as I'm within that 2,500 calories, then I am not going to be gaining weight. I'm not going to be gaining a bunch of fat or anything like that. But still, so often I'll have conversations with people and they think that these certain foods are the culprit of what's making them gain weight or making them gain fat. And it's like, no, it's not the one donut that you ate. It was the six donuts that you ate that made you gain weight. Or it's not the, you know, slice or two of pizza that you had. It was the entire whole pizza that you ate on top of everything else that you had that day. So it's not that these foods are like bad or evil or they make you gain fat automatically. It's just the fact that you're overeating these foods. So when you're thinking about energy balance, like, you could technically gain weight on healthy type foods. So you could eat all fruits, all vegetables, all protein, and if you were eating more calories than your body needed, you would gain weight. Now, the thing is, it's going to be a lot harder to overeat those foods because they're not as calorie dense as maybe, say, some processed foods or some of those like things that have a lot of good mixtures of carbs and fats that are really tasty, like I mentioned earlier. Those processed foods, those things are very easy to overeat and they typically have more calories. So when people are mixing, eating a lot of processed foods with also just eating a lot of other foods, well, now they end up eating way more calories than their body actually needs. They end up gaining more fat. They end up gaining more weight. And then they think that it's just strictly because of those foods. And it's like, it's not those foods per se. It's the fact that you're eating too much of those foods. So understanding what energy balance is, again, just gives you a little bit more of that freedom, a little bit more of that flexibility to eat some of those foods if you want to eat some of those foods. Another one that is a little bit more tactical that I wish I understood a little bit more when I first started on this fitness journey was what progressive overload is. And if you've listened to some of my podcasts before, I'm sure you've heard me mention this before. And this is something that you really should understand if you are getting into exercise and specifically like getting into like training and things like that. Because if you want to gain muscle, if you want to get stronger, if you want to get more fit, if you want to just get healthier in general, all that happens through this concept of progressive overload. All that means is that you need to provide a stimulus to your body that causes your body to adapt and to grow stronger. So just to give you some quick examples, let's say you're somebody who is only walking like 3,000 steps right now. Well, let's say over time that you continue to increase that, you get up to 5,000 steps and then 7,000 steps. And then maybe eventually you get all the way up to 10,000 steps. Well, you're progressively overloading. You're continuing to increase the amount of steps that you are getting throughout the days. And from that, you're going to gain a lot of positive benefits like better cardio, like lower resting heart rate, like having stronger bones. So by providing your body with this new stimulus that it's not used to, you're going to continue to see those good benefits within your body. If we're talking about something like building muscle or building strength, this would look like lifting more weight over time. Maybe you're doing more reps over time. Maybe you're adding in an extra workout or two. And this all leads to getting stronger and building more muscle. So you're taking something that your body can't currently do and you're just slightly pushing the limits a little bit. You're trying to do a little bit more weight, a little bit more reps. And then over time, as you continue to do this, you start to build more muscle, build more strength. Let's say you're somebody who is a runner and maybe right now you can only run 1 mile. Well, over time, you continue to push a little bit further. So maybe on week two, you run 1 mile and a quarter. And then on week three, you run 1.5 miles. So you're continually increasing the distance and you're making your body adapt to this stronger stimulus that you're continuing to send to your body. And then over time, your body adapts. You get better at running. You get better cardio. Your heart health improves. Your endurance improves. So it's just something that you need to understand if you really do want to get like these results and you want to continue to make progress. Because if you're just always providing your body with the same exact stimulus, like let's say that you go to the gym and you do the same exact exercises every single time, you do the same exact weight, you do the same amount of reps, like, yeah, you're getting some movement in, which is good. And you're going to have some of those other benefits, you know, the mental benefits and things like that. And like, it's better than not doing anything. But if you're really trying to like see results, like if you're really wanting to like see those physical transformations, like build muscle and those sorts of things, then you're going to want to push yourself a little bit and really focus on this progressive overload. Number five, only focus on the things that you can control. So within your fitness journey, there's going to be a lot of things that are out of your control and that you can't necessarily change. And I think some of those that a lot of people focus on, like one that comes to mind right away is like the scale. Like there's a lot of things that you can control, but what that number says on a scale from a day-to-day basis, you do not have control over. That's going to vary based on a lot of different factors. So trying to focus on just that and making that your sole focus is just not a smart move, because it's going to end up just frustrating you and you're going to feel like you're not really making progress or you're not really doing the right thing. So again, you have to focus on the things that you can actually control. Another thing, like you can't control exactly how long it's going to take to see some of those physical changes. Like over time, if you're doing the right things, yes, you will see some physical changes. Like your clothes will start to fit better. You'll start to lose inches. You'll start to lose weight. You'll start to look different in the mirror. Like your progress pictures, you'll see differences in those. But like you can't necessarily control how fast that is going to be. Yes, you can do some extra things. You can be a little bit more dialed in and that's going to help speed that up. But ultimately, you can't control how fast that is going to happen. You just have to focus on the right thing. So focusing on your daily choices, focusing on building the right habits, and focusing on actually cultivating the right mindset around this whole fitness and health process is what is actually going to help you get those long-term results and help you actually enjoy the process. Because if you're just focused on all the things that you can't control, you're never going to be happy. There's a quote that I was kind of thinking of when I was putting this together, and it was like, just because you worry more doesn't mean that you care more. So by worrying about all these things that you can't control, it doesn't necessarily mean that you care more, and it's not going to make a difference. So that time and energy that you're wasting on that kind of stuff could be put towards something that is actually going to benefit you. So putting your time and energy into other things that you can control would be much better use of your time than focusing on all those things that you cannot control. Number six, comparison is a slippery slope. Fitness is such an easy thing to compare yourself to other people to because, I mean, one, it's all over the place. Like, you hop on social media, like you'll see people, like you'll see fitness stuff all over the place. You'll see people who are super ripped, super fit, people who have done really cool stuff on there. And like, it's all easy to just see that kind of stuff and be like, man, I wish I had that, and start to compare yourself to them. But the thing you have to remember is that you don't really know their whole story. So if you're comparing yourself to them, like, you don't really know what it took for them to get there. You don't know their backstory. You don't know what's going on in the rest of their life. You don't know what's going on in their head, like what their mindset is like. To give you an example, like, some of the most fit people that you see, like, you know, your bodybuilders or your bikini models or your fitness models or things like that, some of those people are some of like the most insecure people that you will ever meet, because they're just so focused on what they look like, and that's where they gain all their self-worth, and they have to give up all these things in order to look like that, and they have to put in all this extra time and effort to, you know, exercise all the time, and they don't get to eat their favorite foods. They have to skip on social functions. Like, they give up a lot to look that way. And so, like, you may look from the outside in and be like, man, I wish they had that. But like, do you actually wish that you had that? Do you wish that you had to give up all that kind of stuff? Do you wish you had to put in hours and hours per week to look like that, or, you know, never eat your favorite foods, or go to a social function but never be able to have a drink or things like that? Like, probably not. So it's not smart to compare yourself to other people because you really don't understand their whole story. And so trying to compare like what you know about yourself to just this tiny little tidbit about what you see from another person is just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, and it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. Instead, I'm a big proponent of just comparing who you are today with like just your past self. So are you a little bit better today than you were yesterday or last week or last month? And if you're moving in the right direction and you're continuing to make progress, well, keep it up. That's really all that matters. Like, you're just trying to be a little bit better version of you every single day. And when you do that for weeks at a time, months at a time, years at a time, you're going to make awesome progress, and you're going to look up one day and you're going to be super happy and super proud about where you're at. And if you're not, like, you compare yourself, let's say, you know, from today to last month, and you're not really making the progress you want to see, well, that's good feedback too. Maybe you need to look at the things that you're doing and you need to change course a little bit. Maybe you need to add in some new things or try some new things, and you can make adjustments from there. But if you're trying to compare yourself to someone else, again, you don't really know their story. You don't really know what's going on, and you don't really know if like what they're doing is even relevant towards you. Because I know early on, like in my whole fitness transformation, like I used to try to compare myself to other people quite a bit. And before I realized that, that really just wasn't doing a whole lot for me. I mean, I think it's good. Like, you can learn from other people and their perspectives, and especially from the people who have done what you want to do and who have done it in a way that you could actually use or could be applicable to your situation. But at the end of the day, your journey is still your journey, because there's a lot of factors that you have to consider, right? Like, you have to consider somebody's genetics. You have to consider how much time they have to train. You have to consider their environment. You have to consider their goals, their lifestyle. Like, there's so many different things that you have to think about and figure out what's going to actually work for you. Because let's say, like, you know, for example, I'm starting my whole fitness journey all over again. And let's say I want to look like Sebum, which, if you don't know who that is, he's been Mr. Olympia multiple times, super jacked, huge bodybuilder, awesome dude. But let's say I want to look like him. So that's what I'm striving for. I'm comparing myself to him. Well, I don't have his genetics, first off, and I also don't want to use performance enhancing drugs, which he has to do in order to get that big. I also don't want to give up alcohol or give up pizza or give up ice cream for long periods of time out of the year. Also, don't want to have to starve myself when I'm trying to get ready for a bodybuilding competition. I don't want to have to skip on social events because I have to work out or do all this cardio or things like that. So for me to compare myself to him, it just doesn't make a lot of sense because I'm not willing to do all the things that he's willing to do. And I just don't have the genetics that he has. So comparing yourself to other people is just a lose-lose. So compare yourself to yourself. And I think if you can do that, you'll make this journey much more enjoyable. Number seven, balance is possible, but you need to figure out what that looks like for you. When I first got into this, I thought that the only way to get results was the strict diets, working out all the time, 6 to 7 days a week. It had to be like fitness all day, every day, be in the gym all the time. And that's what I thought the only way to really get results was. And like that stuff does work. Like there's no denying that it doesn't work for a period of time. Like you can just go full force. You can exercise all the time. You can do a strict diet and you're going to see some results. Like you're going to see some changes. But what happens for most people is eventually they fall off. And when they do fall off, they just go back to their old ways. And then they end up back to their starting point where they don't have anything to show for all that hard work and all the things that they just did for that period of time. And so instead, I think it's super important to try to find more balance and figure out what that is going to actually look like for you. And so for me, like I know I went super hard at it, lost 75 pounds, but then I gained some of that weight back because, again, just like I talked about, I fell off because I couldn't sustain the super strict diet that I was doing. I couldn't sustain the exercise routine that I was doing. So I had to figure out what this balanced stuff actually looked like to me. And for me, I figured out what flexible dieting was, which I talked about a little earlier, where I could eat a lot of healthy foods, but I could also fit some of those other things within my diet and still enjoy myself. And then I figured out a routine that I could do consistently, which for me, instead of working out 6 to 7 days a week, I brought that down to like 4 or 5 days a week. And that was much more manageable and much more sustainable for me. So you have to look at where you're at, what your goals are, how much time you have, like all these things and how that is going to fit within your life. Because if you're not finding a way to balance all these things, well, again, you're going to fall off eventually and those results are going to start to fade away. So you have to figure out a way to incorporate this stuff in a way that you can actually sustain. And again, like I said, there will be times where these things kind of change a little bit. Like sometimes you'll be more dialed in and maybe more balanced. Sometimes you'll be less balanced and you'll be like super hardcore. And, you know, for example, like if you're trying to lose fat, well, then you might be a little bit more dialed in and you might not have quite as much balance. You might drink a little bit less. You might eat out a little bit less. You might have less desserts. It's not to say that you can never have those things while you're trying to lose fat, but you might have to give up some of those things for a little bit or not have them quite as much. But then let's say on the other end of the spectrum, let's say, you know, it's the holidays or you're going on a vacation, or maybe you just have a big life event that happened, like where you had kids or something like that, and then your schedule just like really changes. Well, in those times, like you're going to be a little bit less dialed in, and maybe you're even going to put on a little bit of body fat, or your fitness levels may go down a little bit. But the goal is to figure out, you know, kind of where you're at in life, what your goals are, what your lifestyle is like, and then find what that balance looks like for you. And that's going to be a little bit of a trial and error process. Like you're not just going to figure that out in one single day. It takes a little bit to figure out, you know, this routine is what's working for me. This diet is what is working for me. But it's important to figure out what that actually looks like for you. Number eight, the last one, change is uncomfortable, and that is a good thing. So one thing that you have to understand, especially today, is that like being healthy, it should be normal, but it's really not. Like less than 15% of the people out there are metabolically healthy. Most people eat a diet composed mostly of like 60 to 70% or more of highly processed foods. And less than 20% of the people meet the national strength training and aerobic exercise guidelines, which is like 150 minutes of aerobic activity per week and strength training of 2 days per week. So less than 20% of adults out there hit that. So again, that goes to show you that like being healthy, being fit is actually not super popular. It's not super common. And so understanding that like when you're trying to get into this whole thing, like it may be uncomfortable because it may be lonely sometimes. Like if you're new to this and you're trying to be healthy, like there's going to be a lot of people around you who like maybe don't do what you do, or they may look at you funny, or they may make comments or things like that. But one thing that you can do is get around more like-minded people, because I think that helps a lot. But just understanding that if you're eating in a more healthy way, like it may be uncomfortable because you're not used to it at first. Like if you're not exercising regularly right now, but that's a goal of yours, like you're probably going to be uncomfortable if you're not in great shape and you start exercising regularly. Like understand that's going to be part of it. If you're trying to change habits that you've been doing for a really long time and be a little bit healthier, like you have to understand that that's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. And all those things are okay. It's okay that it's going to be uncomfortable. And it's just something that you need to expect and just something that you need to kind of embrace. And honestly, I think it's a good sign that you're headed in the right direction because growth requires some struggle. Like you don't just grow when things are always easy. You have to go through some challenges. You have to struggle. You have to fail sometimes. And when you do those things, you start to learn more. And when you start to learn, you're able to grow stronger, you become more capable. And then these things that used to be really hard, used to be really uncomfortable, then they start to become just easier and they start to just become more normalized. Like when you first go in the gym, it's really hard and you probably don't like it and you don't enjoy yourself. And it might even seem kind of painful at times, but the more and more you do it, your body starts to adapt, you start to get stronger, you start to enjoy it, you start to know what you're doing. And the same thing goes for all the other parts of fitness. Like it's going to be uncomfortable at first. You're going to be have to go through some of those growing pains. You're going to fail a little bit, but just understand, like, if you have that growth mindset, if you continue to learn, if you continue to try new things and be okay with being uncomfortable, that's how you get better. And that's how you ultimately start to become that person that you want to become. And you get to a place where you're like, man, I'm like a totally different person now. Like I've learned so much. Like I've gained all these skills. Like I'm in such better shape physically, mentally, all those different things. So just understand that, you know, when you are changing, just expect that it's going to be a little bit hard sometimes. Just expect that it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable at times. But like if it's something that you really care about and it's something that you're really invested in, then understand that it's 100% possible to change. Like I'm an example of that, and there's tons of other examples of that. Maybe like you never did prioritize health or you never were someone who exercised. Like you can change all those things. You just have to be willing to do it and you have to be willing to stick with it. And with that is our eight lessons that you should know before you start on your fitness journey and hopefully save you a little bit of time, save you some mistakes, save you some frustration so you don't have to make all those mistakes that I made. And I can say, you know, lastly, it's not always going to be easy like doing this whole fitness thing and like making fitness a priority. Like it's not always easy, but I can say with 100% certainty that it is always worth it because the way that I feel now, the way that I look now, the way that the things that I can do now, like all those things, like the confidence I have, like the energy, like less pain, like all that stuff, it's so worth it. Like just making health a priority and living a life that where you just feel good on a daily basis and you just like really have like that confidence and you really like the way you look, like all that stuff, like you can't really put a price on that stuff. So it definitely is worth it. So hopefully, you know, this gives you a little bit of insight and can give you a little bit of motivation and give you a little bit of a head start. And so you don't have to make a lot of those same mistakes that I made and a lot of other people make when they get into this whole fitness thing. And with that being said, just a couple of things real quick. I have a new program to be on the lookout for. So if you are interested or want to know a little bit more about that, you can always shoot me a message, but I'll be talking about that coming up fairly soon. And other than that, appreciate you listening, and we will see you next week.